Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and her husband Mark Kelly spent today in Anchorage, the second stop on their seven-state rights and responsibilities tour. The two are trying to gather support for their push to require expanded background checks for gun buyers. But as KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, Alaska's congressional delegation is not on board.
Giffords and Kelly's gun reform group, Americans for Responsible Solutions, claims that new poll numbers indicate Americans are warming to the concept of expanded background checks for new gun owners. Giffords and Kelly met with just under a dozen Alaska gun owners before allowing questions from the press at a downtown park. Giffords did not speak to reporters, but Kelly said he and his wife were in the state to gauge Alaskans' attitudes towards stricter gun control.
You know, I did a little poll there, and in that group anyway, there were 11 folks, and all 11 of them think that we should have background checks for pretty much all gun sales, you know, sales that happen on the internet and at gun shows. And, you know, that's something that, you know, 92% of the country supports. We did a poll here in Alaska, and it's 72% support a expanded background check. But we still were unable to get it passed in the Senate.
Kelly says that despite the fact that a recent gun control bill failed in the U.S. Senate, he is going to continue to work for expanded background checks for new gun buyers.
So we've got some more work to do, obviously. But some of the unique stuff that we heard, I found it pretty interesting from one gentleman who is an avid hunter, who hunts for food, you know, moose and bear. And he had this interesting comment that he said he would never become a member of the NRA because while the NRA tends to support candidates that are, you know, pro gun rights and Second Amendment rights, he says those same people tend to be really bad on the environment.
Kelly says a rural exemption was put in the failed bill that would have allowed rural gun buyers to forego background checks, as would those handing down guns from parents to children. Kelly also says he has not met personally with Senators Mark Begich or Lisa Murkowski, both of whom voted against the Senate bill. Kelly says he'll continue to try to sway Begich to support greater gun control. Giffords and Kelly kicked off their tour in Nevada. They head next to North Dakota. I'm Ellen Lockyer.